Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Monday. Okay. Hey, Ben, since we changed the clock around, be sure, don't be bashful about telling me to get out at 7:55 or whatever, okay? All right, just probably should have said that off the air. But I say that we'll because say it. But we have listeners that tune in at this time and are expecting us to go for like the next 35 minutes. We have moved the long segment to earlier in the 7 o'clock hour. So just, you know, those of you in your car. So Michael Schwab, who is a good Astro follow on Twitter. He's got some good information. He broke one of the recent stories. I'm trying to remember which one it was. Michael, if you're listening, I apologize. It's something to do with the pitching staff. I forget which one it was. But he posted, he's got 6,500 votes on this bad boy. Boy, Astro fans are passionate online, I tell you. Says, this is the official petition, and this is from Friday night. The official petition by Astro fans. He said he's going to keep it open for a week. Vote below. So it's still open if you want to go have your voice heard. Should Jose Abreu start for the Astros anymore? Take a guess, Seth. What percentage of Astro fans say no, Jose Abreu should not start for the Astros again in his life?
I'd say 78% say no.
90.6% say no. 90.6 out of 60, nearly 6,600 votes say no, Jose Abreu should not. Here's the problem. If he doesn't start for the Astros, my follow-up question is, okay, well, what does he do now? He's not good at anything.
Right. So he's not, like, certainly he's not your DH, obviously.
Right.
I guess the other question, though, too, is, all right, then who? Is it going to be one of your catchers? Are you going to rotate your catchers, but on their off nights they're playing first base? Possibly. I don't know. Is it Greg Kessinger? It's not John Singleton. Is it Loper Fido? Is it as simple as that?
Long term, it's not John Singleton, but John Singleton is a better solution than Jose Abreu right now. Like John Singleton, if these are who your first basemen are, unless to your point you're going to convert one of your catchers into a part time first baseman, then John Singleton should be the one playing two nights and Abreu one night. If that's kind of the split that we're doing here right now, I can't even sit here and say, well, go lefty-righty with the two of them. They're both bad. Like, it's, you know, like, there's no metric where I'm like, oh, yeah, that guy should definitely be starting in this situation. I just know Singleton is a better hitter than Jose Abreu because literally every other hitter in Major League Baseball is better than Jose Abreu.
Right. Singleton's got, like, a 593 OPS right now. Like, he's bad, but Abreu is worst in baseball.
He's a corpse. Abreu's a corpse. Yeah.
I mean, now with Singleton, with everyday usage, would he be better or would he be more exposed or whatever it might be? There's just no perfect solution right now. And Loper Fido seems to have come back down to earth a little bit over these past few games.
Yeah, that's the other thing I wanted to make sure people knew about so we can brighten up your Monday for you here. Loper Fido, who everybody was clamoring for, what, a week or two ago when he was the minor league player of the week? Remember, he hit like 6 home runs, hit 3 home runs in a game, including a grand slam. Loper Fido is 1 for his last 20 at-bats with 7 strikeouts. Mm-hmm. And then the strikeouts are the big thing. Like, you can go 1 for 20 and you can have some bad luck and some good at-bats, but boy, 7 strikeouts and 20 at-bats, that is a lot.
Well, and the strikeouts aren't any different. You know, he's been striking out at a ridiculous pace, even as he was hitting all those home runs, which is the biggest obstacle for him coming up to the majors would be that, like, okay, well, wait a second. If he can't identify a curveball in the minors, then it's not going to be any better when you get up to the majors. He needs a little bit more polish. For a guy that's just kind of been on a meteoric rise to begin with, and has introduced power into his game more so than people expected, he still needs more polish. I don't need him to relive the young John Singleton experience.
Right.
You know, he comes up to the majors and he can't hack it, goes back on to AAA and he's killing it. Like, you got to be sure you got him at the right moment when you bring him up.
Yeah, and Dana Brown has kind of, I mean, Dana Brown on the pregame show for one of the Astro games this weekend, I mean, kind of did sort of acknowledge, like, yeah, we can't play it because it's Astros radio. We're not the flagship. Yeah. We can't play it. But I've got the quote here from Dana Brown. Like, this is sort of the first quote that I've heard from anybody in a position of power with the Astros that acknowledges, like, okay, like, he's, you know, didn't totally say he may need to go, but did say, like, he may need to sit, like, for a while. Like, none of this, like, playing 4 or 5 games a week kind of thing. Here's what he said. Listen, there's no way to sugarcoat this. He's scuffling right now. I think he knows it. It's wearing on him. Sure, it's wearing on our hitting coaches. The frustration mounts, but ultimately, hopefully, he can turn this thing around. I think we're going to have to give him some time off, maybe platoon a little bit, to see if one of the other guys can get hot and give him some time off. Maybe he can catch fire after a few days off. It's tough to watch when you see him go through these struggles because, you know, he's such a gamer and he's a competitor. To start off the way he's starting off now, it's frustrating. I guarantee you he's frustrated, but he's got to climb out of it or else we're going to have to mix and match because it's tough to keep going in that direction, end quote. That's Dana Brown, the GM of the Astros. So nowhere in there does he say, you know, like, I'm reading this thing, Seth, and at the end he's going, he better climb out of it or else, and I'm hoping to read, we got to let him go. We need to eject from this. And he's like, we're going to have to mix and match because it's tough to keep going in that direction. So Dana Brown's kind of tippy-toeing around it a little bit. Like, this is the first, to me, clear message from anybody in a position of influence with the Astros, whether it's Jim Crane, Jeff Bagwell, Joe Espada, all of whom love to talk about the back of the baseball card. Dana Brown ain't acknowledging the back of the baseball card. There's no scraps in Dana Brown's scrapbook when it comes to this. Like, we need to sit this guy, and I like to think in Dana Brown's mind, like, that sitting him, or at the very least, truly platooning him, not one of these things where Singleton starts every 3 or 4 days, is the first step to having some tough conversations with Jim Crane about this whole thing.
You can't fall into a situation, basically, you know, the analogy everybody always makes was Dan Quinn's last few years in Atlanta to Jose Abreu. Like, Dan, that's obviously not the analogy, but, like, remember Dan Quinn would, like, they'd make these late pushes. They looked like they were just an awful team, and then all of a sudden they'd have a late push in the second half of the year, and they'd be above 500, and it wouldn't be, you couldn't fire Dan Quinn just yet. That's what Abreu did last year. Like, he came along, and he was really good in September and October. But he's 1 year older now, and he's even worse now than he was at the beginning of last year.
Yeah.
You can't live that way. At some point, yeah, people get old and they're not good at baseball anymore. And there's like in my mind, it's 97% a certainty now that that's what's happened to Abreu. He's perfectly capable of having a little push here or there. And that can be the most damaging thing in the world if he has one good month. And you think, like, oh, yeah, look at this. Mm-hmm. Same as it ever was. He's back to the old Jose Abreu.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional.
Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
A lot of people weighing in on this. Let's see here. I don't care. Okay, this is a big one, too. 3732. I don't care if Singleton can hit. The ball stays in his glove when it's hit towards him. Yeah, see, that's it's being compounded right now. He has as many errors as he has hits.
Dude, he did that one. Was it on Friday when he had that nice over-the-shoulder catch? But it was a dicey looking one, and he looked kind of calm, cool, and casual.
Yeah.
You know, he was turned away. The shadows were all weird in Washington every single game this series, and it just dropped in without him even looking at it. And you're like, I that would be kind of impressive if it were any other player but him, because later in the series he would just completely lose sight of the ball.
Same exact play.
Altuve nowhere to be seen on a blustery day to where maybe you could back him up a little bit or anything. Altuve not a mastermind on the base pass yet again over this past week, and then not necessarily always helping out that much in the field either. Like, it's so much stupid stuff out there right now.
Yeah, it's really bad.
And yeah, Abreu is amongst the most. Abreu making error after error after error, including I'm excusing him for that Thursday weird bounce that he took at first base. But like
when,
I
well, you're talking
I went
about
back
when,
it,
when Pena made the play and bounced it to first base on the throw, right? Is that the play?
No, the line drive.
Oh,
it took a weird bounce.
The weird hop. Yeah.
That we were kind of crushing him for.
Yeah.
That was
sorry.
Wednesday. That was on Wednesday.
I forgot.
It was Wednesday. Then on Thursday we crushed him for, and then I came in Friday. I said, you know what? I watched it again,
that's
and it
right.
wasn't that part wasn't as bad. But he's got plenty of other errors. Everybody, don't worry.
I mean, yeah, he's got some plays that have not counted as errors for him that I just feel a better first baseman would have helped out his teammates on. You know, like it's if you're batting .068, you better be a combination of Keith Hernandez and Yuli Gurriel in the field. You know what I mean? Like you better be the greatest first baseman of all time fielding wise. He's the worst first baseman in baseball defensively as well. Well, like he's horrible.
You remember 3, 4, 5 years ago, whenever it was, when Altuve was having a little bit of a difficulty throwing to first. And remember, everybody breathed a sigh of relief when
COVID
he made a couple of outs.
Yeah.
But do you remember? Oh, it was a COVID year. Remember that he actually had a couple dicey throws to first, and Pena bailed him out. Like, is that
Pena or Gurriel, you mean?
Gurriel, sorry. Yuli Gurriel bailed him out. And I'm doing the old Pena La Pena.
Yeah.
If it hadn't been for Gurriel, it might have been a bigger story than it actually was.
Yeah.
But like the level of so it was nice for Altuve to have the confidence that he could just throw it into the ocean surrounding Gurriel,
yeah,
and it
man.
Would be all right.
It's
yeah.
Like throwing to DeAndre Hopkins, man. Like just throw it somewhere in the catch radius, and you know he's going to come up with it, sort of thing. Yuli was D Hop. He had a big catch radius over there. At first base.
La Pena
and Jeremy Pena.
All my Spanish has gone out the window ever since Gurriel left. Thanks
mm-hmm.
a lot.
Yeah, thanks,
it's another way Abreu has screwed me over.
Someone asked, like, how's Yuli doing? Lou asked on the text page, how's Yuli doing? He hit a home run this weekend for a Atlanta minor league team. I know that. Because anything good Yuli does pops up on Twitter now amongst Astro fans. And
how would Abreu do in AA right now, do you think?
He's washed. He'd be horrible at every level. That's my prediction. We won't find out, but that's my prediction.
They should. What if Dana Brown really just to... If Dana Brown's taken this opportunity to be like, hey, that was not my deal.
Yeah.
Like, just go ahead and send him down to single A.
That's the part I feel worst about for Dana Brown. I'm like, Bagwell should be answering all these questions about Abreu, not Dana Brown. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Up next, the 8 at 8 headlines, the Ocho. We'll get you 8 of them. Coming up next. Stay there.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.